Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and we're going through week by week of the Enroute Academy. And this week we're on week four. And at the end, I'll have a brief commentary on a news conference that happened yesterday for air traffic control. And air traffic controllers specifically, and kind of what the future will hold. And so, but back to week four of the Enroute Academy. And so by this time, you've done all the lessons on separation rules, all the lessons on procedures that you need for the non-radar problems. You've done all that, and you've done a lot of practice, and you're going to be doing even more practice as you lead up to the non-radar lab, which actually starts at the end of this week, okay? But so you're going to be doing a lot of what the FAA calls part tasks, which are little mini scenarios that focus on individual parts. And so instead of giving you just an overall scenario that involves all your airspace and all the things, arrivals, departures, and all that thrown into one, they give you specific ones that you're going to work on. And they're very good. They're very good for, you know, getting you as a class to go through them, and they generally do a really good job of preparing you. And so week four, as far as the schedule, you, like I said, you finish up the separation lessons. Then you get into, it says METAR handout on your schedule. Basically for non-radar, that's reading the weather. The weather doesn't change in non-radar, and so you read it once and you're good. That'll be your weather for non-radar. Then you go through some of those park task walkthroughs. There'll be one for Magnolia, one for Greenwood, one for Vicksburg. And so, like I said, those are really good to prepare you. And then you get into the remote procedures. It's scheduled for remote procedures. Generally, leads try and get that done early so that you can start practicing at home and you know how to practice at home. Okay. So then, about halfway through the week, you'll have a block test. The block tests are nothing to really worry about. They just kind of give you an idea of how much information you've retained. And then you go through the remote practice problems. And these are very good, and they're for the remotes. They're not for the controller. Several leads will even just have the controller read off the restrictions, not necessarily try to come up with them on their own, just read them off, okay? And that's fine, because these problems are designed for the remote. They're designed for the remote to get an understanding of what it means to remote a non-radar problem. And I will say this, if you struggle remoting, you're probably going to have some struggles as the controller. So you want to become a better remote. It will help you understand the problems a lot better. Okay, so don't just gloss over that day. It's something that you really, really need. Okay, so you'll have a day of the remote practice problems. The first one's fairly easy, fairly basic. Second one gets a little more involved. Third one is very involved. Okay? And you will be surprised how much better you get over the course of one day. How much better you will get as a remote. And that is the same kind of improvement that you as a controller can achieve. Okay? So you'll have a day or an evening of that, depending on what schedule you're on. And then the last 2 days of week four of the En-ROUTE Academy are going to be your first 2 days of non-radar lab and running non-radar scenarios. Okay, the first one, it's all about comm changes. The second one's going to throw in some departures, maybe some arrivals. I've got the information, but that's not really what this podcast is for. But the non-radar problems build on a certain path and a certain trajectory. The first few days are going to be a fairly gradual increase in complexity. And that first day, you're going to be fine. You're going to be able to pre-plan your entire problem, and you'll probably be able to start the problem early. Okay? Problem one, there's no pre-planning for the controller. There are no departures. There are no arrivals. It's all about when is the remote ready. As soon as the remote's ready to go, you can start your clock and start your problem. Okay? The key on these non-radar problems is using your colored map and going through your checklist. Going step by step through your checklist. Do not skip. Do not assume that you can skip. Do not skip any section of your checklist. Or you can look at it as, yeah, I can skip any of it. It's not going to help you if you do, though. There's a reason. It's called a checklist. You go through each item on the checklist. Okay? And do that. For problem one, do that for problem two. Do that for problem three. Do that for problem 27. Do that for your non-radar evals. One and two. Okay? You have to go through the checklist. And then the last day of the week, you know, the last day, the 20th day of your time at the En-ROUTE Academy is non-radar 4 and 5, and you're going to have an instructor demo. So you're going to get to watch an instructor, actually two instructors, because one of the instructors will be a remote, and you'll get to watch an instructor run a scenario. And during this, they will go through what they're doing. They will go through what they're doing on the checklist. They will go through what they're doing in their pre-plan, what they're doing to set up their priorities, what their order of their priorities is going to be. And then if they do something wrong, it's your job to watch them. You are now the instructor. It's your job to watch them and make sure they do everything correctly. Okay? That's what the instructor demo is for. It's for you to watch someone who is a quote-unquote professional doing it as opposed to a student doing it. And it will be as helpful and informative as you make it. Here again, it's up to you to get something out of each and every one of these scenarios, including the instructor demo. It's not just a time where you can sit back and not have to run a problem. It's something that is there for you to learn from. And if the FAA gives you something that you're supposed to learn from, then the FAA is going to require you to learn from it. It's just the way they are. Okay? And that's the end of week four. Once you get into that non-radar lab, you're going to be very, very surprised at how quickly things progress. you at this point should be practicing at least 6 days a week at home. And this doesn't include the problems or scenarios you're going to run at the academy or in class. You need to practice at home. This is not something that you're going to get to a level of competency that you need to be at just by running the scenarios in class. You have to practice at home. You have to get better at home. That is where the main improvement is going to come. And if you do that, and do that well, practice with your classmates, you're helping each other. You're pulling each other along on the road to this dream that you both have of becoming air traffic controllers. You have to help each other. You have to care about each other. You have to care enough to tell each other when you're doing something wrong. And then you have to go back and be able to prove that they're doing something wrong. Okay? It gets all of you involved in the LOAs and the SOPs and those are the non-radar lab procedures. It gets you all knowing the information that you need to know in order to pass this. And you have to pass it. You cannot pass this program individually. I'm not sure I have seen the best CTI student coming out of the best CTI school coming into the academy with all this knowledge. I still have not seen one single solitary person try to make it through on their own. It's just not done. I've seen people try and they don't pass. And it doesn't matter what kind of experience they've had. I've seen experienced controllers who thought they had it, who tried to get through on their own, and they couldn't. This is not a program that you can get through just by yourself. You have to lean into, as John Maxwell says, you have to lean into teamwork. You have to be willing to work with each other to get through this. If you do that, if you are consistently doing that, I guarantee you 100% you will get better. You will get better. I guarantee it. Okay, so that's my soapbox for week 4 in the non-radar lab. And like I said, once you get into the non-radar labs, the time is going to fly, so make good use of it. And so after that, pardon me, still getting over allergies. So I told you I was going to talk about, there was a news conference yesterday. I watched a good portion of it. The Secretary of Transportation was there. The acting administrator for the FAA was there. And the national president of NACA was there. And I actually know him. I used to work with him at Forest Center. Nick Daniels. It was an interesting news conference. They talked about how can they get better at recruiting and retaining air traffic controllers. And so it's interesting. In an era of trying to find waste and abuse of government, it's interesting to see them being willing to throw extra money at something that is vitally important. And that is you guys and girls as their traffic controllers. So those of you that are on Discord, there is something on there. It was posted yesterday talking about the money that's going to be offered. Pardon me. And, I mean, it's fairly significant. And one of the things that was very interesting to me is the Secretary of Transportation mentioned it. He said that when he was up there in Oklahoma City, he had talked to some students. And they were interested in tutoring to help them get through the academy. And if you've listened to all the episodes on this podcast, I don't really remember which ones I talked about it most on, but in my time at the academy as an instructor, almost from the beginning, I could tell that some students just needed a little extra tutoring. And that was a sentiment that was shared by a lot of the instructors that I worked with. The only problem was we couldn't offer that. We couldn't offer that because the rules are pretty specific that we can't have contact with the students outside the classroom. And so the only way that we as instructors could tutor students would be to not be instructors anymore. And most of us were not willing to be in that position. And so now the FAA is acknowledging that maybe there needs to be some extra help given to students at the academy. And so according to what's on this on the Discord, the academy is going to establish a learning center in June. Now, those of you who are already there and you're going to graduate before June, it's not really going to help you. And then my question that I was talking with my wife today about it is just what form that's going to take. You know, the question is it just going to be, pardon me, is it just going to be self-directed, or is there actually going to be someone there with some knowledge who might be able to help? And so I'm actually going to be in contact with the FAA to talk to them about that, talk to them about my coaching program that I offer, talk to them about this podcast even, and see what ways we might be able to work together to help the students who are at the academy. And so it was a very interesting news conference to listen to. It was interesting seeing someone up on a national stage that you used to work with in the same specialty at Fort Worth Center. I've worked side by side with Nick Daniels, and he was a very good controller, and I've watched him go from being the area rep to being the facility rep to being the regional rep, and now to being the national president of the union. And he and I have had our differences. We have not always agreed. But what I saw yesterday, what I have heard him during interviews, during government shutdowns, I am back to being a NACA member, and I did vote for him in the latest election. And I think that he is going to be a decent leader. We'll see. You know, there are still going to be details I'm not going to agree with, but overall, I see a man and a leader who has grown a lot from when we used to work together. And so this initiative that they've started to incentivize and to pay the academy students more, to give them incentive to pass, to give them incentives to go to facilities that are hard to staff. All of this is good information. Wanting to establish a learning center at the academy, that's a good thing. It could become a great thing if they do it right. And I'm hoping that I might be able to help in that. And so that was the gist of the news conference, the main gist of it. The overall thing that I think you should all who are interested in this career, who are in this career, all of us should understand that the administration and things that have happened in the nation in the last year have pushed for changes to happen. And that's a good, well, it's not a good thing that we've had crashes, but it's a good thing that they want to change how air traffic control is looked at. They've focused on the fact that we have staffing shortages everywhere, and the fact that we have an aging infrastructure for air traffic, and we have an aging controller population. And all of these things are issues that, you know, need to be addressed and hopefully will be addressed over the coming years. And like they said in the press conference, this is not a just snap your fingers and the problem is solved type solution. It's a solution that's going to take 3 to 5 years to actually get something in place. So those are my thoughts on the press conference. And like I said, week four weeks in, 20 days, and you're already in the non-radar lab. And week six, you have your non-radar evals. And so it's going to come quickly. There's a lot to learn during the lab. You're trying to put into practice everything you've learned, and at the same time, continue to learn and continue to build those skills. Just remember, day one, they don't do the non-radar evals on day one of the non-radar lab. There's a reason. They know you're not to that level yet, but they will get you there, and they will get you there quickly. Okay, so that's all I have for this week. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, you can email me at tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. You can go to the website, sidebysideatc.com, and look at the coaching program, look at what we're offering. But you can also, on the website, or through email, you can set up a free call. Free, no obligation. I'm not going to keep, I probably won't even keep your phone number unless you sign up. Free, no obligation call with me. And we'll talk about where you are, where you want to go, what your goals are, what problems you're having if you're at the academy. Okay. And I'll do as much as I can to help you. That's what I'm here for. I want to make sure that you guys get the help that you need when you need it. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this. That's why I love doing this. But anyway, again, thank you guys for listening. If you're at the academy, like I say every week, hang in there. Don't let anything go by without asking every question you need to ask. Okay? It's your job that's on the line. And it's your job to ask questions. Just look at it that way. It is your job to ask questions. Okay? So, you guys have a great week. Remember, you don't have to go this alone. I'm here. And we can go through this side by side. Goodbye.